For our devotional, I just wanted to read Psalm 148. Psalm 148, what made me think about this, something we're going to briefly talk about in Revelation chapter 19 here in a little bit. So Psalm 148 begins, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens and you waters above heavens." You know, one of the songs that we sing, "Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah," this is where it comes from. I think the author of that song is William Kirkpatrick, I believe. And that's where this comes from. And what made me think about that and what we're going to talk about in our Revelation class is this praise, right? So I think it's great, middle of the week, stop and think about praising, because we're gonna see that word hallelujah there in Revelation 19. And I know I've mentioned it before, but I think some people forget, or maybe you don't know what hallelujah actually means. Hallel in the Hebrew is praise. Or there was a hallel would be a song of praise. And then Yah, of course, is the name of God. And when we read it in English, it's called the Tetragrammaton, where we'll see L-O-R-D all capitalized, but God's name in that is Yah. So it's hallelujah, praise Yah, praise Yahweh, or praise Jehovah. And so that's what this psalm is all about. It's just that reminder of just praise God, right? Slow down. Take time to remember who God is, even in a busy week, on a Wednesday, you got a lot to do. We need to stop and remember who He is and praise Him, right? Offer a song of praise to Yahweh, to Yah. And so David here, he continues in this psalm, and the last few verses here, or last two verses, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted, His glory is above the earth and heaven, and He has exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise the Lord." Right? And that's literally hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when we offer the invitation here in just a moment, let's be reminded that those who have obeyed the gospel, we have so many reasons to praise Yah. If you're here this evening and that sounds good to you and you haven't obeyed the gospel, listen, you can obey the gospel, come up out of the water, graves of baptism, and have a song in your heart and praise the Lord. So if you haven't obeyed the gospel, let's do that this evening. And we'll all praise Jehovah, God, right along with you as you wash away your sins. So if you have any spiritual need this evening, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.